Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Pakistan says 26 people have been killed in airstrikes launched overnight by India on 9 sites in Pakistan and in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. Now, the strikes came in response to last month's attacks on tourists in the Indian-controlled area of Kashmir, which killed 26 people. The dispute between the nuclear-armed neighbours dates all the way back to partition in 1947 and has led to several previous wars. For the latest, we're joined by defence editor with The Economist, Shashank Joshi. And good morning, Shashank. Thank you for being with us. So talk to us a little about what happened overnight and how damaging those strikes were.
Well, we saw India launch missile strikes on Pakistan from a variety of places, notably from mid-planes. They said, according to the Pakistani side, they were fired from inside Indian airspace, and they struck what India claims were 9 targets associated with terrorist groups. Pakistan says that included 2 mosques, but that some civilians were also killed. And it's notable also that Pakistan claims it shot down 5 Indian planes, perhaps including drones. And there is some evidence now trickling out that suggests at least one Indian plane did indeed go down on the Indian side. I think the key takeaway here from last night is that this is a much bigger attack in scope and in significance, given where it struck in Pakistan, than the similar airstrikes that took place in 2019. Although India did still try to project an element of restraint, insisting it had not hit military targets, only ones associated with terrorist organizations, and no civilian or economic targets.
So now the focus will be on the Pakistani government as it assesses how to respond. So what will the Pakistani government be assessing in that regard?
Well, what they've said is that they will conduct what they say, quote, corresponding actions against India. They have already intensified shelling and rocket strikes over the line of control, which is the de facto border in Kashmir that divides the two sides. They will take a lot of satisfaction for if they have indeed downed one or more Indian planes. That will mute the demand for a response. But my hunch at this stage, given what we know of previous crises, is that they will feel the need to respond in kind. So I think we will probably see Pakistani missile launches at some stage against Indian targets, but I think they will be calibrated in order to avoid causing significant damage. In 2019, they hit open areas adjacent to bases, for instance. I think it's possible we would see symbolic strikes of that nature again. So it's important to keep in context, while there are legitimate reasons to be concerned about escalation, actually both sides are also interested in keeping these actions within certain boundaries at this stage.
So your assessment is that those calibration rules that we have seen in the past between these two countries, that they are still in place?
They're always in place. These are nuclear-armed countries. They understand that there are escalation risks. They understand that things can easily get out of hand, that their economies could take huge blows. And in 2002, India mobilized hundreds of thousands of troops to the border during a similar crisis. But it didn't achieve anything, and it caused massive economic harm. So both sides want to keep this in check. India wants to show that it won't allow terrorist attacks to go unpunished. Pakistan wants to show that it won't allow these strikes to go unresponded, but neither side wants an all-out war. It's just not in their interest at this stage.
But I suppose the world has changed, because in the past we would have the United States and the UN Security Council weighing in, Shashank, to de-escalate tensions. But because the picture has altered so much in recent times, do you think that might be a factor here?
It is a factor. I think India will feel somewhat more confident in that their economy has been doing much better than Pakistan. America is their close partner and friend. And Pakistan, which was a very important country to the war in Afghanistan and therefore was relied on by Western states for many years, is just no longer viewed as an important ally or partner. It's a bit of an economic and political basket case in some respects. Having said that, I think Pakistan is also armed by China. And indeed, if it did succeed in taking down Indian planes over Indian airspace, I wouldn't be surprised if Chinese air-to-air missiles, which have very long ranges, played a role in that. So Pakistan, won't feel completely disempowered here. But in general, the Indians feel that things have changed. And in the past, where they might have responded quite meekly or with, diplomatic pressure, that they want to show that the game has changed.
Well, there has been a statement in the last few minutes from the Iranian foreign ministry expressing deep concern over the escalating tensions, calling on both sides to exercise restraint. And Iran shares a border with Pakistan, has a good relationship with India. How does this impact Iran and what role might it play? Because Iran did offer to mediate between both sides last month when this started back in April.
Well, it's worth remembering that it's a little bit funny. I mean, because Iran conducted its own missile strikes on Pakistan about 18 months ago. I think that was probably 2023, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it was early last year. But that's a remarkable thing, isn't it? So the Iranians have launched missile strikes on Pakistan, so has India, and here is Iran mediating. But of course, it's true. They do have, reasonable ties to both countries nonetheless. And more importantly, the Iranian foreign minister, I think, was due to visit New Delhi imminently. So they will have a stake in that. In practice, I think what India cares about is much more is, will they have the support of America and Western countries? Will they have the support equally of their other Gulf allies, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates? These are really important partners to India, particularly economically these days, actually probably more so than Iran. So they will also be having intensive conversations with those countries to ensure that those Gulf Arab countries are leaning on Pakistan, which they see as a fellow Muslim country. They often express solidarity over Kashmir. They want them to see them leaning on Pakistan to get some useful outcomes here.
Shashank, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. That's the defence editor with The Economist, Shashank Joshi. Now, coming up, Canada is not for sale. We'll be live in Washington following that summit between Donald Trump and Mark Carney, the new Canadian Prime Minister.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.